Hey, this is Kyle Long, offensive lineman for the Chicago Bears. And around here, we all play in some tough conditions. But Ford trucks are even tougher, because Ford F-150 is the only truck with a high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy body, so it's lighter and faster, and it'll never rust. Plus, it's bolted to a high-strength steel frame for a solid foundation. Now that's a winning formula, and every other truck is history. Ford F-150, official truck of the NFL and your Chicago Bears.
So, why therapy? What's on your mind?
Well, Doc, I love helping people learn, and I work at Hyundai. When I started, I got to help people learn that Hyundai has
America's best warranty?
Right, or that Hyundai's
ranked number one in customer loyalty.
Right, or that Hyundai has
three different SUVs, from the Tucson to the seven-passenger Santa Fe.
Yeah, but now with the internet, even when I try to share breaking news, like
the Elantra and 2018 Sonata both being named a 2017 IIHS Top Safety Pick Plus, when equipped with optional automatic emergency braking and dynamic bending lights.
Everyone already seems to know.
Ah, that must be frustrating.
Yeah.
Better is the reason to buy Hyundai. For a limited time, lease a 2017 Tucson for just $139 a month for 24 months with $33.39 due at signing. To learn more, stop by your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer or visit buyhyundai.com. For more details, call 877-248-1585. America's best warranty claim based on total package of warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details.
Did you get all your presents? Have you wrapped them? Is the tree up? Hold up. First, a cup of holiday tea.
It's hard to pick out the perfect gift, but all too easy to get it totally wrong. Introducing ManCrates.com, the surest way to find awesome gifts guys will love, guaranteed. This isn't a lame cheese of the month club or a new tie. ManCrates offers gift collections for every type of guy, from the rugged outdoorsman to the sports fanatic and everything in between. Like the whiskey appreciation crate with a personalized decanter and glasses for his favorite drink. Just go to ManCrates.com, pick the perfect crate, and choose your delivery date. When his man crate arrives, he'll be the envy of every guy in the room as he pries that bad boy open with his own laser-engraved crowbar. They have thousands of five-star reviews, and every man crate comes with their high-five guarantee. Own the holidays. Go to ManCrates.com/radio for 5% off your order. They don't offer a discount anywhere else. 5% off at mancrates.com/radio for the best deal on an awesome gift. mancrates.com/radio.
Action. We are Chicago's original sports talk station, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score. Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Rick Camp. Join homegrown head coach Chris Collins and the Wildcats in Rosemont this season as the Cats bring Big Ten basketball to the Allstate Arena. December 1st, the Cats host Illinois at 8 o'clock, and season tickets are on sale now at NUSports.com. At Bears practice today, Coach John Fox said that Leonard Floyd is likely to go on IR soon, but a decision about surgery on his injured knee has not been made. Akeem Hicks and Danny Trevathan did not practice today. The Bears head to Philly on Sunday, where they'll take on the 9-1 Eagles. Around the NFL, the Chiefs have signed Darrelle Revis to help their struggling secondary. In the NBA, the Bulls will try to get their first win on their current road trip. They're in Salt Lake City tonight against the struggling Jazz, and Clippers guard Patrick Beverley has been ruled out for the year with it having to get a repair of his microfracture and meniscus injury that he's had previously. On the ice, the Blackhawks are in Tampa tonight visiting the Lightning. College basketball at the bottom of the hour here on The Score. Illinois will take on Augustana. And in the AHL, the Wolves are off until Friday when they take on Milwaukee. Searching for a solution to your damp and musty crawl space? Visit uswaterproofing.com to schedule a free consultation. And mullionhanley.com is brought to you by local Geico agent Tim Calcagno at 630-671-0600. I'm Rick Camp, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
Hi, Hub.
Hello.
Hub Arkish,
an experienced NFL reporter with decades of experience.
670 The Score's NFL insider.
Is he a long-range answer? That seems a bit unlikely. I think they've got better young talent in the pipeline, but they're still a ways away from completely fixing the position.
Executive editor of Pro Football Weekly.
NFL expert Hub Arkish.
Analyst for Shaw Media, the Chicago Sun-Times, and the Daily Herald.
I am tired of watching this crap. That was awful today.
Taking your calls on the Bears and and the NFL.
Hello, Bob.
Hey, Hub.
Hub's gone. They had to close the restaurant down because they close at 1 o'clock.
Oh, no, I want to talk to Hub because...
Well, call next week.
Hub Arkish.
Hub Arkish? That's getting better than this.
With Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
He's the editor of Pro Football Weekly, director of football content at Shaw Media. He is the senior Bears and NFL analyst for 670 The Score and Westwood One sideline reporter on his way to that game as we speak. Hub, hello.
How you doing, guys?
We're good. We're good. Before we get to the calls, what are you looking forward to covering in the Thanksgiving tilt that you are headed to?
Well, you know, we've got the best matchup of the day, and as I think you guys may have just said, for everybody going over the river and through the woods tomorrow, make sure you have the score on, because I will be with Kevin Kugler and Ross Tucker. We'll bring you the Vikings and Lions. And, you know, the Lions actually beat the Vikings. I think it was October 1st in Minnesota. It was 14-7. It was not a particularly pretty game. You've got both teams playing fairly good football right now. The Lions actually are only 2-3 at home. They've been much better on the road. They're 3-1 division on the road. And the Vikings, you know, are coming off their best game last week against the Rams. If the Vikings win this one, the NFC North is pretty much over. If the Lions can beat them, they're just a game behind and they own the tiebreaker. So, should be fun. It's going to be Matt Stafford. You know, the Vikings have found a running game. The Lions have given up over 200 on the ground the last 2 weeks in a row. So those are kind of the matchups we'll be looking for.
Hub is joining us at the Grossinger Auto Group Hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. Got a couple lines open at 312-644-6767. But it's Wednesday. He belongs to you. At the moment, he belongs to Frank in Oak Park on The Score.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Hub, I've got a drill-down question on the Bears roster and another about who keeps that roster whole. First, the drill-down question. The Bears signed Eric Kush, who did a great job filling in on the interior line last year, to a deal that I think keeps him a Bear through at least 2018. Kush ended up on IR in the preseason with a torn hamstring. Another guard, Jordan Morgan, who's a rookie, ended up in the same place with an injury that I don't think was career-threatening at the time. Are the Bears confident enough of both these players' ability and health that they could avoid using one of their precious five draft picks on a guard if they also bring back a guy like Tom Compton? As far as the roster mechanic, you had a tantalizing nugget on your post-game show regarding how the man from the golden age of healthy Bear teams, fitness nutrition guru Rusty Jones, was now doing consulting work. Tell me what you couldn't in your basketball shortened broadcast. Do you think Rusty would give the current Bears training staff a couple of video conference calls during the season each week if they floated them $250K?
Well, Frank, I don't know what Rusty's charging these days. I understood he was retired, and Patrick Manley, who, of course, played for Rusty for a number of years, told me that he has been doing some consulting, and I'm not taking shots at the Bears training staff. I'm not real close with these guys. I'm not saying they're not great at what they do. Maybe it's just awful luck. But at the end of the day, they've had more awful luck than any team in the league over the last 3 years. So they certainly could do worse than bringing Rusty in for some consulting, if nothing else. And I'm sure it wouldn't cost $250K. You know, yes, Eric Kush did a nice job last year. They liked Jordan Morgan a lot. He was actually a four-year starter at left tackle at Kutztown State, but they want to play him inside at guard. Obviously, Kyle Long is here for a few more years if he can get healthy, and Josh Sitton's got another year left on his deal. So they're really in pretty good shape at guard. I think if there was somebody they felt they couldn't pass, you know, they might use a pick, but I think this could be the year where they won't use a draft pick on an interior lineman.
Not to mention the Rusty Jones famous sideline celebrations that were of note. Nick in Rolling Meadows, you're on the score with Hub.
Hey, Hub, question for you. Has the league ever thought about either adding a second bye week or scheduling it bye week Thursday night game and then Sunday football? Because we can agree that they're not going to get rid of Thursday games, and they're also usually pretty terrible. Why not give them about a week and a half's worth of rest before and after a Thursday game?
Well, actually, Nick, both things have come under consideration. You know, as far as the bye before Thursday night. What they're really looking at here is that they might give up some of the Thursday night games if they could get a 17 or 18 game schedule. That's a trade that they could consider. There has been conversation about it. It's all going to wait until the next collective bargaining agreement, which will be after the 2020 season. They tried to open negotiations specifically on the schedule subject last year, but the two sides, the Players Association and the league office, are so unhappy with each other right now, nothing productive came of it. So, yes, they would consider a second bye as part of an 18-game schedule where they'd get rid of two preseason games. They might even consider trying a 17-game schedule with two byes and then graduating to an 18-game schedule. And clearly, if they did that, whatever Thursday night games they would have would be scheduled after a bye. And so the idea is not to have these guys playing on 3 days rest. It clearly is not good for them. And I don't think it's that the owners don't care. It's that they care more about their pocketbooks, and if they can find a way to make more money and do away with these 3 day short rests, they will.
Here's Sean in Geneva. He's next on The Score with Hub.
Hey, good evening, Hub. After the dismantling by Tom Brady last weekend in Mexico City, the Raiders fired Ken Norton Jr., the defensive coordinator. Hub, my question for you, do you anticipate Jack Del Rio and the remainder of his staff returning at the end of the season, as well as Marshawn Lynch? Thanks again, Hub. Happy Thanksgiving.
You know, I think Del Rio gets another year for no other reason than last year he was the NFL Coach of the Year, at least in some award cycles. There's always a few guys who win it, but he was one of the best coaches in the league last year. I'm a little troubled that after last season, he fired Bill Musgrave as offensive coordinator, and it's kind of ironic that he was promoted in Denver this past Monday when they fired Mike McCoy, and so it'll be Musgrave trying to get the Denver offense turned around as they go to Oakland this week. Now they're firing their defensive coordinator. Jack Del Rio, I would expect to be a little more loyal than that, you know, and I don't think he's doing it just to satiate Reggie McKenzie, who's a real solid GM. It's almost as if they're grasping at straws a little bit. Now, I will say that the Oakland defense wasn't real trustworthy last year. They did make some investments in free agency to try and upgrade that unit, and they've been much worse this year, so maybe they needed a change. But this is a team, you know, you look at some of these teams that come out of nowhere like the Raiders did last year to go 12-4, and you look a little deeper and you realize that I think it was 9 of those 12 wins were by one score or less. And everything went their way last year. Everything is not going their way this year. So I think Del Rio does get at least one more year, but I thought the Raiders were one of the more overrated teams coming into the season. I never really saw them as ready to contend for the AFC title. And they may be playing a little closer to their ability this year than they did last year.
This segment with Hub is brought to you by Firestone Complete Auto Care. Keep your car running newer longer. Come into Firestone Complete Auto Care and get $100 off with a purchase of $500 or more during the Black Friday savings event. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. On the north side, it is Oren on Sports Radio 670.
Hello, gentlemen. I hope you all have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Hub, is it too early to call the Chargers' move to Los Angeles an unmitigated disaster? And if so, how could the NFL, who's theoretically run by smart business people, have made such a boneheaded and short-sighted move? And what would you do going forward with the franchise?
Well, A, I never was a fan of the move, and I think there were things that could have been done to avoid it. And one of the great ironies of this is that while Jerry Jones is busy trying to blame Roger Goodell for it, this was Jerry Jones's move. Goodell sat back. He let Jones power broker this thing. Jones wanted to have Stan Kroenke in his pocket as one of the owners that would support him and other things that he wanted. So he did the negotiating with the other owners, structured the package to make this happen, and it isn't looking very good right now. That said, though, yes, it is way too early. This was never going to be good in Carson City because even if they could fill the stadium, it only holds 30,000 people, 29,000 people. It was always a holding pattern until they got the new, you know, mega facility built in Englewood. And, you know, once that happens and it becomes much like the Cowboys Stadium in Dallas, kind of a destination of its own for reasons other than or in addition to the football, then we'll see how it works out. The Chargers are interesting. You know, they may go in there and knock the Cowboys off tomorrow. And if they do, they're in the thick of the wild card fight. And they're a team that is kind of on the cusp on defense. Unfortunately, they're kind of old on offense. But, you know, winning cures a lot of ills. And so if this team starts to play better, if they become exciting as they get ready to move towards a new building, I think there's always going to be ill feeling because San Diego is so close. But it's just too early yet to say that this can't still work out.
Next is Vince. He's in Melrose Park. He is on the Score with Hub.
Hello, gentlemen. My question is in regards to Mitch Unrein. Every time I see him, you know, on the field, I always say to myself, that's a very large, you know, white guy on the defensive line. But I really don't know anything about him. Is he just a guy who is just really large and is a great run stopper? Or is he going to be part of the Bears' future and he's just right now, you know, a second stringer? You know, what is it exactly about Mitch Unrein that makes him good? Or is he really just going to be a trade asset at some point?
You know, I'm not John Gruden's biggest fan, but this is one where I'm going to use one of his descriptors. He's a Gruden grinder, if you will. He's an all-effort guy. He is a great guy in the huddle, in the locker room, gives you 110%. He's a leader by example, and he does make some plays every once in a while. He's never going to go to a Pro Bowl, but he is a starter for the Bears and could remain that way. He is middle-aged. You know, I think some people are under the impression because he just popped up a couple of years ago, but he'd already been in the league with Denver, and I think there was a stop in San Diego as well. So I'm guessing Mitch is in his late 20s right now. I'd have to look that up. So, you know, is he part of the future? He's a guy that you're always going to say, gee, maybe we could get a, you know, an athlete or a pass rusher, an upgrade a little bit. But he's a quality player. He's a good guy to have in your locker room, on your roster. And so I do think he's part of what they're trying to do here, at least for the next couple of years. There's other areas that need upgrades a lot more than the five technique, where you've got on one side, you know, Akeem Hicks is almost certainly going to get to a Pro Bowl this year, and Unrein is pretty solid on the other side. The guy who's going to push him is Jonathan Bullard, who I still think is going to be a real good player who's done some nice things this year. And so between Bullard and Unrein and that rotation, you're getting pretty good play out of that position.
As far as trade asset, though, the answer is no.
Yeah, that's tough.
No.
Well, you know, guys, how many trades do you make in the NFL? Yes, there's more these days, but what do you get in return? You know, so, I mean, for Mitch Unrein, I don't know that you could trade him. If you could, maybe you get a seventh-round pick, but I don't even know that you'd get that.
Lamont and Greg, you're on the Score.
Hey, and everybody, and happy Thanksgiving to everybody, too. My question is about Chris Ballard in Indianapolis and making the assumption that Chuck Pagano is probably going to go, whether really his fault or not. How well does Chris Ballard know, I know he knows him, but get along with Dave Tobe? And do you think that would be a guy that Chris would consider as a replacement for Pagano if that were to happen?
Well, you know, I couldn't tell you what the personal relationship between Chris and Dave is. But, you know, it's not just Kansas City. They were here in Chicago together for a number of years. You do know that Chris Ballard basically, you know, made his bones, so to speak, here in Chicago as a scout before he went to Kansas City. And Dave Tobe is one of the more highly regarded assistants out there in the NFL right now. There's going to be a bunch of jobs open, and he's going to get interviews. And I think he's going to be a hell of a head coach when he gets the chance. So I would think that he would be on almost anybody's short list to interview, and you've got a long-standing relationship there. But, you know, whether they're friends or they've ever been close, I honestly can't tell you that.
Last one for Hub pre-Thanksgiving, and appropriately, it's a Bob, and he's in Elgin. He's on the Score. Hi, Bob.
Hey, guys. Hub, I've got a question for you about Russell Wilson and the Seahawks. Like, what's your opinion on how he's been able to carry offense, and what's the chance the Seahawks either miss the playoffs or make the playoffs, especially with all the injuries they have?
Yeah, Bob, I think, you know, Cam Chancellor going down right after Richard Sherman and losing them both for the year, and people forget that the Legion of Boom has been 3-4 for the last couple of years anyway, and now it's basically 1, and that's Earl Thomas off a season-ending injury last year. This is not the defense that we're used to, you know, leading this team to the playoffs every year. I think the Rams are pretty close to real, and I don't know that a wild card is going to come out of that division. So I'd say the Seahawks right now are 50-50 at best. to be a playoff team. That could go either way. It's intriguing to me you ask about Russell Wilson, though, because I'm watching the game Monday night, and I came up with a feature, a column idea that I've been starting on. It's going to take me a week or two to put together. And guys, Jason, Dan, I don't know if you agree with me or not. I cannot for the life of me figure out why in the last 4 to 6 minutes of a football game, Russell Wilson may be the greatest quarterback in the history of the league, but that guy's not there the first 55 minutes. He's good, but he makes mistakes. He doesn't, take over the game for 3.5 quarters. He's just a real good quarterback, but then all of a sudden at the end, and it's not, I've seen him run the huddle, run 2 minutes earlier in the game. It doesn't have the same magic that he has at the end of the game. And I don't know if there's an answer to it, but it really is curious to me because in the last 4 or 5 minutes of a football game, Russell Wilson may be the best quarterback I've ever seen.
Hub, drive safe, travel safe, and enjoy your Westwood One responsibilities on yet another Thanksgiving. It must be fun to be a part of it. I know you enjoy it.
And just to all of our listeners, all you and everybody at the station, a great, happy, healthy holiday for everybody.
Hub Arkish, he was yours, and now he's gone. You can catch him on Westwood One and on 670 The Score tomorrow. We got a lot of games for you. It's Bernstein and Goff Show. Come back and say goodbye right here on 670 The Score.
And now another Score 25th anniversary moment.
Don't tell me that's professional football. Don't tell me a damn thing. What you showed out today was embarrassment.
Doug,
embarrassment for the city, embarrassment for the Bears, embarrassment for everybody.
The Score's 25-year celebration is being brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, celebrating 20 years as America's original craft vodka, and the Blind Barber, located on Fulton Market in Chicago.
This is Tiki Barber with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by Cremo Shaving Cream Superior Beard Products. Beard boldly. 2 years ago, Jim Harbaugh returned to the Michigan Wolverines football program and immediately changed the culture. Mediocrity turned to confidence as he led them to surprising 10-win seasons in those first 2 years. But behind that curtain of success is a failure to win games that matter. So far in his 3 years, Coach Harbaugh is 1-6 in game first top 10 opponents, and more importantly, he's just 1-4 in rivalry games against Michigan State and Ohio State, the latter of whom the Wolverines play this weekend. It's a huge game for him. Job security isn't the debate here. He's still a fantastic coach, and some of the failures have stemmed from a lack of a top-end quarterback for him to groom. But Coach Harbaugh is a victim of his own success, and now his biggest challenge is clearing that high bar of expectation that his early success created. I'm Tiki Barber.
Many years ago, my mom and dad said to me, "Mike, whatever you do in the future, do it the best you can and do it honestly." And that's why I call it the Mueller way. This is Mike Mueller from Mueller Honda of Gurnee. Visit our showroom without any stress or hassle. A staff member will answer any questions you have. Once you pick the car you're interested in, you'll get a friendly, professional associate to assist you through your buying experience. At Mueller Honda, the Happy Honda Days sales event is a very special time. Hundreds of cars in inventory, great selection, and as always, a market competitive price on all new and certified pre-owned Hondas, which means you will not pay more. I'd like to extend you my sincere hopes for a great holiday season with all the best for you and your family.
Visit MuellerHondaOfGurnee.com, part of the Mueller Auto Group.
You will not be disappointed.
What's Black Friday at Mueller Honda in Highland Park like? Well, it's more exclusive, and we always make it hassle-free. Enjoy your holiday without the long lines and large crowds. It's your final chance at clearance pricing during the Happy Honda Days sales event. But hurry, clearance pricing is for a limited time only. With hundreds of your favorite Hondas in stock, you always get more selection at your preferred Honda store. Chat us online to learn more. Nothing will make you light up more than saving. That's Black Friday the Mueller way. But hurry, it's for a limited time only. It's your final chance for clearance pricing on all your favorite new Hondas. Mueller Honda in Highland Park. Find your new Honda on Skokie Valley Road or visit us online 24/7 at MuellerMeansMore.com. That's MuellerMeansMore.com. Part of the Mueller Auto Group. You will not be disappointed.
Every
dealership pays the same amount to the factory for a new Chevy. But some dealers advertise phony low prices online just to lure you in. At JenningsChevrolet.com, the low price you see is the low price you pay. On Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com, find new roads.
Ah, there's nothing better than an early tea time. Seriously, the way I sleep and my energy is off, and it's really hard to concentrate. I'm thinking about taking up afternoon golf.
Oh, yeah, I was there, too. Turned out I had low testosterone, known as low T.
How'd you find that out?
Oh, I went to New Male Medical. They did a couple of tests. It didn't cost much. And they came back with a completely custom recommendation to solve the hormone issues I had, that all men have. It's just a fact of life as we get older.
Seriously, huh? New Male Medical?
Yep, New Male Medical. They're in Skokie.
I don't mean to pry, but what did they all fix?
Oh, a whole bunch of stuff. I'm not tired anymore. I concentrate way better. I'm finally dropping some weight. I feel like I'm getting stronger, so muscle's starting to come back. Basically, I feel about 15 years younger after just a couple of visits. Oh, and my wife isn't complaining about the positive effects either.
Seriously? They fix more than ED?
Yeah. You should call New Male at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. Or online at newmalemedical.com. That's N-U-M-A-L-E medical.com.
So, why therapy? What's on your mind?
Well, Doc, I love helping people learn, and I work at Hyundai. When I started, I got to help people learn that Hyundai has
America's best warranty?
Right, or that Hyundai's
ranked number one in customer loyalty.
Right, or that Hyundai has
three different SUVs, from the Tucson to the seven-passenger Santa Fe.
Yeah, but now with the internet, even when I try to share breaking news like
the Elantra and 2018 Sonata both being named a 2017 IIHS Top Safety Pick Plus, when equipped with optional automatic emergency braking and dynamic bending lights.
Everyone already seems to know.
Ah, that must be frustrating.
Yeah.
Better is the reason to buy Hyundai. For a limited time, lease a 2017 Tucson for just $139 a month for 24 months with $33.39 due at signing. To learn more, stop by your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer or visit buyhyundai.com. For more details, call 877-248-1585. America's best warranty claim based on total package of warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details.
Last, this is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Shut it down!
This hour has been brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
All right, it's time for us to say goodbye. We want to thank everybody out here at Scoreboards for having us. Bud Light, thank you so much for having us. Oswego, thank you for making, you know, my life a lot better for having visited the first time. And thank you for letting me get back home.
This
I appreciate
your maiden
you. Oswego
police. To Oswego?
I hope you are listening. Appreciate you. Yeah, this is my, I've never been to Oswego before.
We'd also like to thank Scoreboards and Mason and his staff and everybody here for their hospitality. Terrific food.
A lot of love.
Terrific joint. So it's an official Hawks Bar. Great place to watch the game tonight and hang out for their Saturday night music and Wednesday poker, Tuesday trivia, and all that. Thanks to the guests.
Yes.
Jay Jaffe, Eddie Olchek, and Hub Arkish, and all the fine folks at Bud Light.
Oh, the fine folks at Bud Light are still here.
Famous among friends.
Yes, 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 yes. We'd like to thank the people involved with the show. Let's start with our promotions people. You don't have to do name drops for them because they don't need them. They're famous enough. Trisha Madura and Dan Collins. Our engineer, Marshawn Robinson.
The women lose their mind.
Well,
your mom is going to lose her mind.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you see Marshawn. Back at the lab, we had our executive producer, Nicky the Kid, Nick Shepkowski.
Mons told me that it's getting a lot of attention that I said that I would manage the Yankees. Hey, if they want to give me, they want me to, you know, interview, I'll do it.
Probably not Sports Pope. And next to him, Anthony Gill.
I would be on every day. I would do the show before every game. Absolutely. I'd do 15 minutes before every game. Not even a question. Why do this line? I'll tell you. Here it is. Boom, 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 boom. Boom. This is it. You know, and when I wanted to lie to you, I'd lie to you. And when I had a player hurt and I didn't want to tell you, I wouldn't tell you. And I would do the same thing they do. They lie. They don't tell you stuff. They mislead you.
Sounds good, Pope.
All right. Gotcha.
whatever. For everybody and Dan Bernstein, I'm Jason Goff. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for coming out here. We appreciate you. Enjoy your holiday. Take care of each other. Consume everything responsibly. Make sure you get that call in tonight because you don't want your weed guy coming to you the next day. All right. For Dan, I'm Jason Goff. Thank you for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score.
We're done here.
Savings are always in season at Half Price Books. Don't miss the Book Friday 20% off sale. Doorbusters begin at 9 a.m., and one lucky book lover will win a $100 gift card.
It's hard to pick out the perfect gift, but all too easy to get it totally wrong. Introducing ManCrates.com, the surest way to find awesome gifts guys will love, guaranteed. This isn't a lame cheese of the month club or a new tie. Man Crates offers gift collections for every type of guy, from the rugged outdoorsman to the sports fanatic and everything in between. Like the whiskey appreciation crate with a personalized decanter and glasses for his favorite drink. Just go to mancrates.com, pick the perfect crate, and choose your delivery date. When his man crate arrives, he'll be the envy of every guy in the room as he pries that bad boy open with his own laser engraved crowbar. They have thousands of five-star reviews, and every man crate comes with their high-five guarantee. Own the holidays. Go to mancrates.com/radio for 5% off your order. They don't offer a discount anywhere else. 5% off at mancrates.com/radio for the best deal on an awesome gift. mancrates.com/radio.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I've never felt more alive.
Disclaimer, Geico cannot guarantee you will feel more alive. You either possess functioning respiratory and circulatory systems, or you do not, or you are a zombie. If you are indeed a brain-starved zombie and you would like to save money on car insurance, the Geico legal team applaud your excellent life choices, even in your shambling afterlife. But we strongly encourage you to visit Geico.com or download the Geico app. Please stay a minimum of 500 feet away from our large and presumably delicious, delicious brains.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Sports Network, Fighting Illini Basketball is on the air. Brought to you by Ford, inviting you to visit your local Ford store or buyfordnow.com. The Illini Visa Shield Card. Support student athletes and receive iFund benefits with each use. Apply at IlliniCard.org. Coke Zero Sugar. Coke Zero Sugar has real Coke taste with zero sugar and zero calories. Try one today. And by Health Alliance, the official health insurance provider of Fighting Illini Athletics. This is the Fighting Illini pregame show. Now, here's the voice of the Fighting Illini, Brian Barnhart.
And good evening, everybody, and welcome inside the State Farm Center tonight. It's Fighting Illini basketball on this Thanksgiving Eve. We'll play here tonight, and then the day after Thanksgiving against North Carolina Central, and then it's on to Wake Forest as part of the Big Ten ACC Challenge next week. And then we start Big Ten play, believe it or not, with a couple of Big Ten games, Northwestern coming up at the end of next week. Brian Barnhart with Deion Thomas. Ed Bond is our producer engineer. Glad you're with us. Courtside at the State Farm Center. The Illini at 4-0. Their most recent win over Marshall on Sunday, 91-74. The Illini get a double-double from Kipper Nichols. Nichols with a total of 17 points, 11 rebounds, both career highs. LaRon Black, 17 points and 9 rebounds to lead the way for Illinois. Just 6 turnovers in an end-to-end game with the Marshall Thundering Herd, and the Illini played very well. A lot of different categories. Brad Underwood wasn't happy totally with the free throw shooting, wasn't totally happy with the effort overall the last 10 minutes, but all in all, a pretty good night.
You know, that's called good coaching. If you ever meet a coach that's totally satisfied, he won't be coaching for very long. No, but yeah, for sure, coach was really on the guys and was concerned because, like you said, they didn't finish the game, didn't make free throws, which coach is really trying to get them to make sure that they lock down on the mental aspect of the game more so than the physical. The physical, I thought they dominated and controlled the game the whole game, but coach is looking for that, looking for perfection, as much as close as you can get it, and that means focusing the whole time that you're on the court.
The Illini will play a game tonight that counts. Augustana, the opponent tonight from Rock Island, Illinois. They are a Division III program, national runners-up a year ago, ranked number 2, number 1, or number 5. Depending on which poll you look at for Division III basketball. So you can say they're in the top 5 in the country in Division III. They come in at 3-0. Their coach is Gray Giovanni. He's got connections to Chin Coleman when Chin played at Lamar. He also connected with Brad Underwood. They're the opponent tonight. We'll hear from Coach Gray Giovanni. He's won 364 games in his career up in Rock Island for Augustana. We'll be joined by Brad Underwood after that. And then Deion Thomas with our home field energy scouting report as we get you ready for the Illini tonight. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. We're back with more of our pregame show. After this, this is the Illini pregame show from Learfield.
Turn the world's most refreshing beer
into courtside cheers. Get the Coors Light XP app to start earning points towards one-of-a-kind experiences and rewards, like exclusive access to your favorite sporting events and Coors Light gear. Coors Light XP. Download it from the App Store today. No purchase necessary in select states. Rewards subject to availability while supplies last. 50 US/DC 21+ only. See terms in-app and at CoorsLight.com/XP. Great beer, great responsibility. 2017 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Are you looking to take control of your energy costs? Thanks to the Illinois Energy Choice Program, you have the power to choose what you pay for your electric supply. Whether you're a business looking for a fixed, reliable rate or a household searching for green energy options, Dynegy is committed to helping you make smart energy choices. Backed by power generating facilities across the state of Illinois, Dynegy is dedicated to providing safe, reliable, affordable energy. Learn more or sign up today by visiting thedynegydifference.com. Some of the greatest comeback stories never show up in the sports section. Like the time you were able to play that pickup game of basketball without knee pain. At Athletico, our physical therapists help people overcome pain and discomfort and get back to doing the things they love to do. Start your comeback today by visiting athletico.com to request your complimentary injury screening and let one of our experts evaluate your injury or pain for free. Athletico is the official provider of physical therapy for the Fighting Illini. Athletico Physical Therapy. Better for everybody.
Planning a trip to see the Fighting Illini? Stay at the official hotel of Fighting Illini Athletics, the Hyatt Place Champaign in downtown Champaign. Enjoy a perfect night's rest in a luxurious Hyatt Grand Bed and a complimentary and tasty breakfast each morning. And celebrate victory with a cocktail in our bar. And be sure to experience local dining too, with countless options steps from your front door. A true local experience with a downtown twist. Book your room today at HyattPlaceFightingIllini.com.
Of all of life's twists and turns, it's the ones we don't see coming that offer the greatest reward. At Carle, we don't just keep up with changes in healthcare. We lead them. Adapting the latest research. Embracing new technologies. Keeping our eyes on the future. It's what makes Carle one of America's 50 best hospitals in 2017 by HealthGrades. Because when we see the power of change, it's truly life-changing.
Martin OneSource is the one-stop for all your high-quality, high-definition commercial printing needs. Martin OneSource also provides high-quality promotional products and corporate apparel to enhance your image. From black-and-white forms to four-color annual reports, pens to electronic items, to logo jackets for major clients, Martin OneSource's 26-plus years of commitment to quality assures your materials will have the high-quality look and feel to maintain your corporate image. For more information, visit martinonesource.com or call 217-398-5000.
We are back at the State Farm Center tonight. Augustana is in town from the Quad Cities areas at Rock Island, and Coach Gray Giovanni joins us. And Coach, welcome to Champaign. Good to have you here.
Well, it's great to be here. It's been a while since I was on this floor. Actually, 1976, came in here with a 31-0 high school team back at Butte Western High, but that was long before all the upgrades and amenities.
Yeah. So did you win?
We did not. We actually lost. Lawrenceville had a guy named Jay Scheidler.
I remember that. Yeah. That's good. Well, your other connection to here is, of course, Chin Coleman. He was with you at Lamar, right?
Yep. Chin was a terrific player for us at Lamar University. Came out of South Shore High School in Chicago and had a great career for us. And we've stayed very close throughout the years. It's really been fun to watch him advance through the ranks, and I was just tickled when Coach Underwood brought him on board here with the Illini.
Well, you're a team, a program that has had a lot of success. That breeds character, doesn't it, and breeds a tradition of winning. That's something I think that pays off year to year.
Yeah, I think we're certainly one of the winningest programs in the country at any level. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the baskets we play on are 10 feet high. But the athletes are a little different at the Division III level, so this will certainly be a pretty significant challenge.
Yeah. Well, tell me about your team a little bit. Give me a couple of names to watch.
Well, we've got a bunch of guys that returned from last year's runner-up in the national championship, and a good, strong backcourt, a couple of juniors, Nolan Ebel from Colorado, Krishan Orange, who's from the Chicagoland area, Algonquin High School. Pearson Wolford is from down this way, Springfield Lutheran, a small high school down here, but had a great high school career and is really a good player for us. And We've got a Quad City native in Dylan Sortilla who shoots. And we got a couple big sophomores that at our level are, you know, really good, 6'9 and 6'10 and pretty athletic. So we've got, you know, good balance, good depth, and again, at our level, a very good team.
We talked about your relationship with Coach Coleman. What about Coach Underwood? I know he was at Western. You've been up at Rock Island, so that's where you crossed paths, or maybe earlier.
Well, long before that, I tried to recruit Brad Underwood when he was a sophomore at Independence Community College.
Okay.
And didn't get him, but we have continued to cross paths for a year and always have had great respect for Brad and really super appreciative of him giving us a chance to come down and play. But, yeah, he was at Western Illinois, and we played him there. And, you know, the coaching circles are pretty small, so we've crossed paths a number of times for a long period.
Coach, great to visit with you. Thank you.
My pleasure.
All right. Coach Gray Giovanni, head coach at Augustana. Brad Underwood is next. This is the pregame show from Learfield.
Prepare to have your mind blown by Coke Zero Sugar with great Coke taste lasers.
Can we cut all that? That's not going to convince anyone. Coke Zero is now Coke Zero Sugar, with great Coke taste. Some people were excited to hear the news. Some were skeptical. And none of this noise is going to convince you that Coke Zero Sugar has great Coke taste, because the only thing that'll make you believe that is trying it yourself.
And lasers!
No lasers. Ice cold Coke Zero Sugar. Try one today.
Assumption. Planting at high speed always delivers greater productivity. Reality. It's not only how fast you plant, but how well you plant. At Case IH, we challenge you to rethink productivity. Just because you can plant fast doesn't mean you should. Instead, match your planter speed to field conditions for peak performance and consistency. Because high-efficiency farming is measured at the end of the season, not at the end of the day. Learn more about high-efficiency farming with Case IH at caseih.com/seedbed.
The Learfield Directors' Cup honors the nation's best overall collegiate athletic program in each division, men's and women's sports. The prestigious award continues its reign as the crowning achievement in college athletics, noting the remarkable efforts of student athletes and their institutions. To follow your favorite team, like us on Facebook, find us at USA Today online and on Twitter at LDirectorsCup.com. Over two decades of excellence, the Learfield Directors' Cup.
Okay, need a little more. Too much, little less, just about got it.
And that's what it's like figuring out nitrogen. But with MyField Nurture from FS, your crop specialist can help. With expertise and a vast array of tools to manage nitrogen all season, you'll get a plan for the right source at the right rates, at the right times, and in the right place to maximize ROI. So talk with your FS crop specialist to learn more about MyField Nurture.
Right there. Perfect.
Hi, this is Brian Barnard, voice of the Fighting Illini. You or someone you know could literally be the cure for someone with a blood cancer or disease like sickle cell by donating Merrill. Be the Match needs more people to sign up for the Merrill Registry. It's easy to join. You just need to be between the ages of 18 to 44, healthy and willing to help any patient. Young adults are especially needed, so think about who you know and help spread the word to those willing to save someone's life.
Visit bethematch.org/fightingillini to learn more.
Hey, you in the driver's seat. Are you ready to kick your soundtrack into high gear? The SiriusXM free listening event is on now through November 27th. Yeah, that's right. 100 channels are free right now, so you can hear tons of commercial-free music, including channels dedicated to your favorite artists and decades, plus even more of today's hottest jams. Every kind of rock, country, and more. Not to mention tons of talk, sports, comedy, and news. SiriusXM is on free right now, so hit the set button to start listening. Free listening may not be available on older radios.
Welcome back to the State Farm Center. It's Illinois basketball tonight, this night before Thanksgiving, against Augustana. Our interview with Coach brought to you by Busey Bank. Busey is committed to serving our communities today as when they were founded 150 years ago, fulfilling dreams since 1868. Well, Coach, here we are again, the night before Thanksgiving. Busy schedule, got another one the day after, but I know when people looked at the schedule, they said, Augustana. Why Augustana? And I've known over the years that usually there's either a coaching connection somehow or it's a situation where you've got a team that they bring something to the table that you want to play against, too.
Well, all of the above. Mm-hmm. And it's I've known Gray for a long time and have tremendous respect for their program and what he's accomplished Scheduling is not as easy as it sounds, and Joey Biggs handles our scheduling, and it was a team that fit our date. We were having problems, and it's a team that we know they win, and they play hard, and they've achieved a lot of success, and sometimes you get more from those games, and you get challenged, and they're going to fight, and they're going to compete, and that's something we've got to continue to do. So we've got our hands full. We've got a good team that's done nothing but experience success, and we've got to make sure they don't do it tonight.
I was going to say, it doesn't matter. You mentioned yesterday about it doesn't matter. You take the name off the front of the jersey. This is a team that was a national runner-up last year, Division III. They've had multiple Final Four appearances. That culture of winning, that carries over a lot.
There's no doubt, and it's a great challenge for us. You know, we have a motto, everyday guys, and this team has to grow into that. We're not there yet, and it doesn't matter. This is one of 31 that are on the schedule, and we hope it's more than that at the end of the year, but we have an opportunity to get better today against a quality basketball team, and that's what we're striving for, and we had a very good practice yesterday. We're focused, we're getting better, now's the time to show that off and go carry it over to a game against a good opponent.
Yep. I know I mentioned the coaching connection. You knew their coach when you were coaching at Western. He was up there at Rock Island. And also Chin, I guess, played for coach, right, at Lamar.
Yeah, Gray was an assistant for Rick Wesley and was on staff with him. And when Chin played, and Gray actually recruited me back in the day when I was a player. So I'll tell you, he's a lot older than he looks. But we've got a connection, and that's being in the same state now. And it's great to have them come in, and we'll have to play well.
We'll talk some more with Brad Underwood after this. This is the Illini pregame show from Learfield.
When you're sick, leaving your house for a waiting room is the last thing you want to do. Luckily, Carl is now offering InstaCare powered by MD Live, giving you 24/7 access to live video chats with real doctors anywhere, anytime. Help for non-emergency conditions is right at your fingertips, and it's just $49 a visit. Because at Carl, we know that trading the waiting room for your living room can be life-changing. Learn more at carl.org/instacare.
Want to know why 85% of people prefer Xfinity X1 to their current TV experience? Take the Xfinity X1 Challenge and experience X1 for yourself. With the X1 voice remote, the most movies and TV shows on demand, and all your DVR shows to go, X1 will change the way you experience TV. Switch to Xfinity from Comcast and get a great offer. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Restrictions apply. Based on consumers with a preference in June 2016 study.
Director's Cup honors the nation's best overall collegiate athletic program in each division, men's and women's sports. The prestigious award continues its reign as the crowning achievement in college athletics, noting the remarkable efforts of student athletes and their institutions. To follow your favorite team, like us on Facebook, find us at USA Today online and on Twitter at ldirectorscup.com. Over two decades of excellence, the Learfield Director's Cup.
When it comes to field trial results, have you ever thought,
so what? That's not my field.
That's why we're introducing MyField Applied Research from FS, the new on-farm research and analysis tool offering ongoing insights for your farm. Going far beyond field trials, our team will come to your farm and conduct applied research on new products and practices so you can get the highest profit per acre. Ask your FS crop specialist about MyField Applied Research and discover
what's next for my field.
Nice try, Mother Nature. Rain? Sleet? Snow? Rookie moves. It's game day, and I'm not some fair weather fan. Give me all you got. Nothing stands between me and my team.
The 2017 Nissan Rogue. Available with intelligent all-wheel drive for the not-so-fair weather fans. Take on today. Nissan, proud partner of college athletics.
is here, and along with cooler temperatures, it's bringing great rewards thanks to the Take the Money and Ride event from Cooper Tires. For a limited time, you can receive up to a $100 Cooper Tires prepaid card when you buy a new set of our qualifying tires, including the high-performance Cooper Xeon RS3 G1, the long-lasting Cooper CS5 Grand Touring, and the rugged Cooper Discoverer AT3, and many more. Stop into any one of our locations across central Illinois and discover why smart drivers have been counting on Cooper Tires since we opened our doors in 1914.
Back here at the State Farm Center with Coach Underwood, presented by Busey, the team, Augustana, the opponent tonight, the Vikings. So what do they do well?
Well, they run great offense. They're simple in what they do. They throw some old school Princeton stuff at you and get you with back cuts. They're very intelligent. They're a team that can shoot it. They're a team that has a young man averaging close to 12 rebounds a game. He's five of them offensive. They play extremely hard and they don't make mistakes defensively. Their effort is off the chart. And they're a team that is going to force us to have to run offense and execute. And, you know, we've got to be very solid on the defensive end. Our principles have to kick in. And, we're going to be challenged. Our ball pressure needs to be good. And we need to take them out of some stuff if we can. We've got a 6'11 center in the middle who blocks shots. So they're a well-rounded team. They've got most everybody back from their national championship game team, and they'll be a handful.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you mentioned Pearson Wofford. He's the young man averaging 12 rebounds a game. A lot of these kids are from the state of Illinois, so it's a big opportunity for them. I know they're having a reception before the ball game today because what it means to them.
Well, that shows how special our university is. And I think everybody grows up in this state wanting to play here, wanting to play in this building. And for them to come in here and have an opportunity, it'll be their Super Bowl. And we understand that. And our guys have to understand that. And we know we got the bullseye on our back. And I'm happy for them. It's good for them to be able to experience this. But yet it's a basketball game, and we're going to compete. And our team has to be better than their team today.
You mentioned, I think, in practice today at the shoot-around about the way we play pressure defense out top. Teams are going to try to backdoor us. I mean, that's going to be part of life, right?
Yeah, we're going to see that every game. Mm-hmm. And teams, I don't worry a lot about it. Teams over the course of 40 minutes won't beat you doing that. It's about us growing. Our help side defense has got to become better. Our chemistry has got to become better. Our talk has to become better. All the things that I'm looking for today. And to do that against a team that executes at a high clip, they run a complex offense. They're veteran. They know it. So they're going to counter what we do with something, and we've got to react to it. So those are things we got to get better at today.
Real quick, Coach, we've played four games. What are some things you really like early about our team at this point?
Well, in spurts, we've been great. We've shown what we're capable of. Mm-hmm. First 4 minutes the other night against Marshall on the glass, I think we've taken strides offensively. We haven't shot the ball great yet, but yet I love our aggressiveness in terms of getting to the free throw line, making the extra pass, having 19 assists the other night. I think those are all things that our system is about, and I think our guys are buying into the process. We're not there yet, but I've been very pleased with that, and I think we're starting to see the growth and development of a lot of freshmen. And some depth, and depth over the course of the season plays into our favor, and it's something that I've been really pleased with.
Hey, Coach, thanks for the visit. Good luck.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. That's head coach Brad Underwood, presented by Busey. They're committed to serving the community today as when they were founded 150 years ago, fulfilling dreams since 1868. And this is the pregame show from Learfield.
This is Maurice Smith, president of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Illinois. At Blue Cross, we're proud to be part of this community and committed to providing greater access to health care coverage for those who call Illinois home. We've been in Get Covered Illinois, the official health marketplace, from the beginning. So we have the people, the understanding, and the products and services to meet your healthcare needs. Also, Blue Cross will guide you through the enrollment process, help you find a plan that fits your budget, and even help you determine if you qualify for financial assistance. In last year's enrollment, the majority of those who apply for coverage in Illinois receive financial support.
The enrollment period for individual healthcare coverage is shorter this year, running now through December 15th. So don't wait. Enroll at shopblueil.com or by calling 1-866-575-BLUE. As always, we're right here, through it all. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Illinois, a division of Healthcare Service Corporation, a mutual legal reserve company.
Are you looking to take control of your energy costs? Thanks to the Illinois Energy Choice Program, you have the power to choose what you pay for your electric supply. Whether you're a business looking for a fixed, reliable rate or a household searching for green energy options, Dynegy is committed to helping you make smart energy choices. Backed by power generating facilities across the state of Illinois, Dynegy is dedicated to providing safe, reliable, affordable energy. Learn more or sign up today by visiting thedynegydifference.com.
Your days are busy. It's hard to find time to plan your dream retirement or ensure you're doing enough to save for tomorrow's needs. With over 145 years of strength and service in our communities, Busey is the ideal partner to ensure your dreams become reality. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations for solutions to your banking and wealth management needs. Busey, a proud sponsor of Fighting Illini Athletics, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Planning a trip to see the Fighting Illini? Stay at the official hotel of Fighting Illini Athletics, the Hyatt Place Champaign in downtown Champaign. Enjoy a perfect night's rest in a luxurious Hyatt Grand Bed and a complimentary and tasty breakfast each morning. And celebrate victory with a cocktail in our bar. And be sure to experience local dining too, with countless options steps from your front door. A true local experience with a downtown twist. Book your room today at HyattPlaceFightingIllini.com.
Turn the world's most refreshing beer into courtside cheers. Get the Coors Light XP app to start earning points towards one-of-a-kind experiences and rewards, like exclusive access to your favorite sporting events and Coors Light gear. Coors Light XP. Download it from the App Store today. No purchase necessary in select states. Rewards subject to availability while supplies last. 50 US/DC 21+ only. See terms in-app and at CoorsLight.com/XP. Great beer, great responsibility. 2017 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
It's Fighting Illini basketball tonight against Augustana College from Rock Island. It's coming up next. This is Illini basketball from Learfield.
Turn the world's most refreshing beer into courtside cheers. Get the Coors Light XP app to start earning points towards one-of-a-kind experiences and rewards, like exclusive access to your favorite sporting events and Coors Light gear. Coors Light XP. Download it from the App Store today. No purchase necessary in select states. Rewards subject to availability while supplies last. 50 US/DC 21+ only. See terms in-app and at CoorsLight.com/XP. Great beer, great responsibility. 2017 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
American spirit.
Some of the greatest comeback stories never show up in the sports section, like the time you were able to play that pickup game of basketball without knee pain. At Athletico, our physical therapists help people overcome pain and discomfort and get back to doing the things they love to do. Start your comeback today by visiting athletico.com to request your complimentary injury screening and let one of our experts evaluate your injury or pain for free. Athletico is the official provider of physical therapy for the Fighting Illini. Athletico Physical Therapy. Better for everybody.
Assumption. You can judge a seedbed by its surface. Reality. A level subsurface floor is just as important to efficient planning. At Case IH, we challenge you to rethink productivity. A bumpy subsurface floor minimizes planter performance and leads to uneven seed placement. Even small adjustments to your tillage tool can help create a high-efficiency seedbed from surface to floor. Because high-efficiency farming looks beneath the surface. Learn more about high-efficiency farming with Case IH at caseih.com/seedbed.
Hey, Fighting Illini fans! Choose Health Alliance for your healthcare coverage and you'll join an elite team. Here's a breakdown of how Health Alliance scores on the competition. Let's start with our local, helpful customer service reps. Add in our large network of top-notch doctors and hospitals. Then top it off with helpful extras, like pharmacy programs to save you money, fitness discounts that keep you active, and a 24-hour anytime nurse line to answer your health questions. And that's only the beginning. We also have an easy-to-use member website to help you stay on top of your coverage. We connect with you on social media to keep you up to date. And we have two interactive web tools to help you take control of your health and your costs. Just like the players during a game, you need to be prepared for whatever happens next. And with Health Alliance, you will be, because we give you insurance for real life. With our headquarters in Urbana, right down the road from Campus Town, it's smart to choose the home team for your healthcare coverage needs. Learn more at healthalliance.org.
From Learfield on the Fighting Illini Sports Network.
It's three, and it's good! From the left corner for three!
Fighting Illini Basketball is on the air. Brought to you by...